This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast. What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and this is episode 221, midweek show. How's everybody doing so far this week? Great, I hope. I really can't complain, but it's only Tuesday, so you never know the rest of the week, so. All right, this week I'm going to be covering a band that probably hardly any of you have ever heard of before. You might want to call it like a sort of like a super group in a way. They're not really well known, but you will know some of the people that are in the band. And the band is A Pale Horse Named Death. And American heavy metal band. Formed in 2010 by X-Typo Negative and Life of Agony drummer Sal Abruscato. I'm sure you've heard of me talk about him before. But he didn't drum on this album. He wrote the drum tracks for it, but he didn't actually play the drums on this. He takes over lead vocals and plays some guitar on this. And next we got Matt Brown, former guitarist of Seventh Void. He played some guitar on this and engineered and mixed the album. Next we got Bobby Hambell. He played guitar and he's from the band Biohazard. Eric Morgan on bass, and next we got X-Typo Negative, and Seventh Void drummer, and also in many, many other bands, Johnny Kelly. Now, their debut album, which I'm going to be talking about, And Hell Will Follow Me, it also featured Life of Agony's Mina Caputo on background vocals to four tracks. And also, he hired on Lou Reed's saxophonist, Ulrich Krieger, who plays on a song. All right, the album was released on June 14th, 2011. Genres, gothic metal, doom metal, and alternative metal. It also has sort of a grunge sound, very, very similar to Alice in Chains, in a way. Like a harder Alice in Chains. It was released through SPV America with a length of 5337 on the CD version and 5715 on the vinyl version. They released that as a digipack. All right, on to the track listing. We got title track, And Hell Will Follow Me, and that's like a instrumental. It's got like some horses clomping at the on it. So track two, As Black As My Heart. Track three, To Die In Your Arms. Track four, Heroin Train. Track five, Devil In The Closet. Six, Cracks In The Walls. Seven, Bad Dream. Eight, Bath In My Blood. Schizophrenia In Me. Track nine, Pillhead. 10, Meet The Wolf. 11, Serial Killer. 12 pickup truck, and that's the added bonus track on the vinyl version. But they threw it in between two songs, so. Track 13, When Crows Descend Upon You. And track 14, Die Alone. All right, the touring cycle. They started right off the bat in August of 2011. Went straight over to Germany, played a couple of festivals over there. Then came back and towards the end of 2011 in December, played some shows up and down the East Coast, New York, New Jersey area, at some clubs. And then first of the year of 2012, back over to Europe, played for a couple of months over there, and then come back to New York, to their home base of Brooklyn, played a show at the Knitting Factory. I think that's where a lot of the Brooklyn area bands played at. That was like their home base, I believe. So, not really too bad of a tour for being a new band and first album, for sure. Now, when this album was released, the critics actually pretty much all liked it, but they also all said it sounded like a harder-edged Alice in Chains, like a hard grunge sound. But overall, most gave it great reviews. I quite enjoy the album. Very different sounding. And I suggest it for sure. I'm going to play some snippets at the end so you can check it out. Hopefully you all like it too. I'm going to give it a 4. Very well produced. Sounds great. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. All right, that's all I got for A Pale Horse Named Death and their debut album, And Hell Will Follow Me. So give them a listen here at the end and see what you think. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. Leave us an Apple review. Would be great. And we will talk to you Sunday night. I think we're doing the prophecy. I probably said that last week on the midweek, but we changed it around and ended up doing an evil talk. So, all right. Join that group, too. We're starting to get a bunch of people in the Facebook group. So, check it out. All right, everybody. Thanks again, and we will talk to you later, and stay evil, everybody.